This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to A First Growth in Food News, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are on the road tonight in Houston, hoping to even things up with the Astros, and we certainly endorse that thought. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Do keep up with us on social media. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays and just gives you more information about what's going on the show. You can preview Thursday and Friday what is going to be on the show Saturday, if you so desire. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, a local bakery favorite in the greater LA area for a lot of years is the Cuban-themed Porto's Bakery and Cafe, with locations all over. Closest to us in Anaheim is their very busy location in Buena Park. We chatted with their vice president of community relations previously during the pandemic to see what they were able to do to be able to still serve their guests. The better news is all Porto's locations are back open again. And to get briefed, we want to welcome back Betty Porto to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Betty, good morning and welcome back. We've missed you.
Good morning. How are you doing? I miss my customers. Now I can see them again.
Yes, indeed, Betty, and that is the best news. So right out of the bakery box, Betty, if you will, tell us about the reopening of all the locations and how you're handling guest safety, because through the pandemic, that has been first and foremost on the part of you and your family in terms of, you know, what can we do, but what can we do and do it safely? So please fill us in, if you will.
So, you know, during the pandemic, of course, we were closed, and we started doing something that we never done before, which is the food app, you know. Uber Eats, DoorDash, that was something new to us, but because we have to close down, you know, there was an opportunity there to learn something new. So my mother used to say, whenever there's an issue, there's always an opportunity to learn something. So we did that, and so that way, you know, we kept our employees on the customer safe. There was no interaction. Payment was with a credit card over the phone, so we minimized the interaction. When we were allowed to open, you know, we opened, people are lining up outside, so we're letting less people come in. We are still wearing masks 24 hours a day. So the bakery employees have masks, and we ask people to wear them masks because we have to follow whatever, you know, they tell us to do. So we're all wearing masks. And every employee, before he comes into the bakery, goes through a wellness check, you know, where they get their temperature taken, they fill out a questionnaire, and they get handed a clean mask. So that goes on every day in every bakery. So we're trying to do everything in our power. We're also still doing the food apps to keep people away from the bakery. So something that we never thought we could do, we're doing it now. We're fully open, but we're still continuing to use the food apps so people don't come into the bakery, to minimize the amount of people. And also the bake at home. I mean, that was our salvation during the pandemic, still going strong, where people don't even show up. They just get the stuff delivered frozen and then get to bake it. So there's a lot of stuff that we're doing at the same time to try to do everything in our power and to follow on the mandates that are dictated to us, you know.
And doing it well. We want to do some detail on the Bake at Home program, Betty, which we'll get into in a minute. But talking about being able to dine in at this point, all the locations have reopened. And
they're all open.
Yeah, you've reopened at, in terms of the seating, at what capacity?
Like around 50%. So, 50% of the tables are more far apart. And also, we noticed that a lot of people are coming in and taking the food with them to their own homes or their own cars. But again, you know, the customers have to have a mask. We provide masks if you don't have them. and they're walking around with a mask. We haven't had any issues whatsoever. People are very, very gracious about following the rules, and they take it off, the mask when they sit, they put it back when they go to the bathroom. So we haven't had an issue. You know how you see things on here about things that people are not willing to cooperate? We haven't had a single issue in any of the bakeries. So we've been lucky so far.
Well,
people are trying to work with us to keep us open, because, you know, they can close us again in any minute if we don't, if things progress and get worse. So we're very mindful that this is an opportunity that we have been given, and that we have to do everything in our power to keep this pandemic under control so we can keep being open, you know?
Of course. Well, you know, Betty, you wouldn't say this, but I can say this. Porto's is beloved out there in the community. You're a landmark. You've been around, you know, you represent the second generation of your family, and your brother and your sisters, and you're beloved out there. And I think that is reflected by the passion your customers have for Porto's. So if anyone is going to have well-behaved guests, I think it would be Porto's. But, you know, you never know. But I think it's a reflection on your business practices and your family's business practices, that people are accepting, and they want to do the right thing, and they want to be able to enjoy the baked goods and savory items from Porto's. And this is what they need to do.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, we're trying very politely. And like I said, we had a problem. We need a mask. We give it to you. And people are like, oh, my God, I forgot, which happens to me all the time. You know, I get out of the car, and then I got to run back because I keep forgetting to put it on. But they're gracious enough to give you the mask and to be very polite about it. Like I said, people are, you know, they're working with us. So we're blessed because we haven't had those incidents that you see on the airlines and everywhere else. So, again, you know, we're lucky, we're blessed.
Betty, I much rather patronize a Porto's right now than be on a plane flight. I'll tell you that. So
I'm not flying much either.
I appreciate that situation. So, you know, hopefully that will improve over time. But as I say, a visit to Porto's, Betty, is a lot more fun. I will assure you of that. Betty, before we go into, because we want to talk about it rather extensively, the Bake at Home program, which, of course, you know, during the pandemic, you mentioned it's been a lifesaver, but, you know, also this is a huge growth opportunity for the company. Just review for our listeners, if you will, where all your locations are, because we only mentioned Orange County and Buena Park.
Right.
You know, there are many more locations there in L.A. County. So run through that, if you would.
So the Glendale one, which is the one that was first opened in Glendale in 1980. Then we took a baby step to Burbank. Then we went to Downey. Then we went to Buena Park, West Covina. And as we speak, Northridge is being built. And, you know, Northridge is excited. I call the cities when we are approaching. So I go there and I do a farmer's market every Wednesday to let people know, hey, Porto's is coming. You want to get to meet people in the community, to put faces to names. So when you open, it's really nice to see all these people that you were dealing with for a whole year before you opened in the farmer's market. So people are excited. The number one question I get at the farmer's market is, did you bring potato balls? That's number one. And number two is, when are you opening? We're hiring on the spot. We're hiring on the spot. That's another thing that we've been doing. We've been doing job fairs all over. We just had a big one Monday. We're trying to find all positions for Northridge. And we're, you know, hiring all positions for Glendale and Burbank. All the stores are on a massive hire run to try to replace all those positions that we lost, especially front of the house. We're lucky to have all the back of the house back, which are our, you know, 30, 40, 50-year-old demographic. They're all back to work. They're all healthy and back to work. But now school starts, and we always lose employees to college. So, again, we're hiring. So any positions, any of the stores, they're all hiring as we speak. And
Betty,
we need to,
Betty, good to know. And when Northridge officially opens, of course, we'll let our listeners know. Now, yeah. Betty, a look into the future is Porto's Bake at Home. You started out very modestly with that program, yes. But boy, did that take off during the pandemic. Tell us a little bit about that, and then also let our listeners know that in terms of Porto's Bake at Home, it's a lot more than pastries they can get. You have a lot of wonderful savory items. So please share that with us, if you will.
So we started this a long time ago. I mean, not too long ago, maybe 4 years ago, because our customers, they used to live here in Texas, in Florida, and Arizona, wanted to get Porto's, so we wanted to have control of that. We didn't just want to ship it to a supermarket. So we started with Bake at Home, and, you know, we started 280 orders a day very modestly. And then, you know, the pandemic happened, and we started doing like 1,600 to 2,000 orders a day. And that went from doing 280 to we're closing. And the next day, this happened. So we really were running around shifting employees from the stores to the facility that's doing the Bake at Home. It was crazy times. But, you know, it's very simple. There's a when you go to the Porto's website, there's a link that takes you to Bake at Home. You have a list of all the products. We started with small things, with the most popular items. We started with the cheese rolls and the guava cheese, you know, and now we have chocolate chip cookies and all the kisses. We also deliver the potato balls, the croquettes. Now we're even sending our most popular cake, which is the milk and berry. You know, we make it, we freeze it, it goes with the dry ice, and we send it to New York to our family, and it got there with no issues. So every day we're expanding the menu as we learn how to do a better job, you know, getting these things done so they get there in the best condition possible. Cheese rolls and all that stuff, they go frozen. People don't understand that products are better if you freeze them before you bake them. So it's not that they're old. It's just that when you make something and you freeze it, you put it in the oven for half an hour, and that slows down the process of baking. So it comes out more beautiful. Some items, if you make them and you cook them right away, all the butter comes out. So there's a lot to be said about baking things frozen.
No, Betty, it reconstitutes perfectly.
Exactly. So you get them frozen, and you keep them frozen until you're ready to bake them. It's like dummy proof. There's videos, there's instructions. It comes with the parchment paper, all that. The potatoes and the croquettes are already fried. All you have to do is put them in the oven or a microwave. The cake, just take it out of the box and eat it.
Can't ask for more convenience than that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Betty Porto, Porto's Bakery's Vice President of Community Relations. All Porto's Bakery and Cafe locations have reopened, and there is also the Porto's Bake at Home program. All the information is on the Porto's website, portosbakery.com. Betty, thank you, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thank you, and thank you for always thinking of Porto's. We love this community. And we want to keep people informed. So thank you for all this, including us in your program.
Hear on that. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, it's the San Diego chapter of the American Institute of Wine and Food. Their scholarship program applications can be completed now until the end of the month. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.